A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Early start. Early start! Yes! Catherine's not here. She doesn't know I'm doing an early start. We've got 11 hours to make up this month. So I'm going to phone Catherine up and tell her that the show started. This will scare her. Hello, everybody. Nice to see you. This is Bumper TLNA. I'm going to phone Catherine up. We're going to sort this out. 6 hours. Yes, man. This, we got to make up 11 hours this month. So we're going in.
Yes, sir, how can I help?
Catherine, where are you? The show started.
What?
The show has started, mate.
What are you talking about, Willis?
The show, we're on.
Why?
We've got 11 hours to make up. So we're starting 3 hours early tonight. Where are you?
Well, okay, yeah, I'm just turning your corner now.
I hope someone's driving you. We got 11 hours to catch up.
Yeah, I know. That's bad, isn't it? But we'll do it.
Well, yeah, we're doing it now.
Alright, well, good luck with that. I'll see you in about 5 minutes.
You're a knob. Welcome to the show, my baby. Welcome to the show. These are my off-the-shelf readers that I bought, but they're a bit wonky. Hello. We got 11 hours to make up. So we make it up. Also, I'm going a bit mad. I'm watching. Hello, this is the late night alternative. We'll start early tonight. Who cares? Got a lot to make up. Let's say hello to everybody first. We got Roger first, Moz, Spider, Lance, Wrestling, Jason, Mandy, we laughed so hard. We were laughing so hard after the show yesterday about you banning that guy who said, I'm a white male and I'll soon be a fourth class citizen. Britain will be ruled by dominant black women. And then Mandy blocked him. We honestly, after the show, me and Catherine were wetting ourselves at that. Perfect timing. Hello, Scott. Angler Kane, Mike. Yes, this is an early one. The Brit Slot guy, an unexpected treat. Got 11 hours to make up, Jim and Usher, Lance, Gatford, the Smiths, Mark, Sam, Alan, David, Julia creates joy, Pete, Neil, Claire, Scott, Sky, everybody, welcome. Oh, look, let's be Shorty McStompy. I can't actually, my eyes, the more I use glasses, the more my eyes are buggered. These aren't the glasses that I normally use. Gatford's got a succulent sausage dinner. Daddy Dino, Jenna. Found this. This is a T-shirt. I think this T-shirt I stole from the Persuasionists. We weren't allowed to use it because they're all copyright images. So I nicked it. And I just found it again the other day. Haven't had dinner. We're going to have pizza tonight. Foggy. Robotistics, coded raving, welcome. Ems is cooking, wrestling fan. Clash of Clans. Andrea, Los Baratos, thank you for the subscription. Ryan, Gaz, Mick, just saying names. Oh, Meg, the strawberries and cream, that was a joy. I've told you, haven't I? I know it was on the show, it was Amir's idea, but I've told you how I manipulated that, and it was my idea. Have I told you that? I think I've told you that it was actually my idea. Have I told you that? Maybe I'll tell you another day. Oh, Pokemon Spotlight Hour. Meowth is in the spotlight. Okay. Makes Lau happy. Was it 2120? I think it was 2021. So we're going to do the show for a little bit longer. I've got to catch up with adverts and I've got to catch up with hours and stuff like that. So the show proper will start at about 9, but this is your precursor to the show. There will be a little bit of setting up because tonight, look at my hair. I'm not convinced of this slipping back thing. The subliminal messaging, that was it, Andrew. Tonight we've got yoga. So here's what we need to do for the yogas. We need... we've got a yoga mat. But what we also need to do is I need to set up cameras. And I'm not quite sure how we're going to do the thing. So we've got our friend Brendan coming on to do some yoga at 9:30. I don't know why Kath booked him. He said, we'll get him to do 25 minutes. Really?
Yes.
Oh, mate, that's stupid. Oh, shut up, you lazy bugger. You got to do it. Oh, but Kath, I'll be shattered. Oh, yeah, man. Are we? But then we've got a guest on at 10 to interview. I'll be a piece of cake, man. Reek good. Lisa, I'm out with yoga. My leg hurt too much. Bullshine. So I will be putting on tracksuit trousers. But I need to do the cameras. I don't know how I do it. So we're going to have... Brendan is going to be on Skype. So we need to build a window. Should we build a window? Right? So what we're going to do is we're going to copy all of this and I'll open the phones in a bit if you want to have a little chat. So I'm going to build... So copy. I'm going to go quiet and dark for a second. Stay. New scene. Yoga. We'll call it a window, shall we? Window. There we go. Right. Yes, there will be a lot of farting. We're having pizza before. It's terrible. So we've got that. But we don't. We need Skype. So we've got desktop audio. We need Skype because he's going to be on Skype. So I'm going to copy that. Skype. Because I'm going to select all. Paste. So Skype is there, right? That is going to be the Skype window. So he's going to be up there. This is how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to do it. Then we need two more cameras. This is going to be an absolute bloody nightmare. Which is a good job we're starting early. Hello. What is that? Oh, I don't know what that is. Hang on. Ow, my head. Hang on. So this is camera two. So camera two. Oh, yeah, baby. Gonna have camera two. Pudianu. That's quite rude in Indian, in Urdu. That's camera two there. Right, so camera two is gonna be there. Okay, bear with me. No techie, shut up. There's no technical difficulties. This is spot on, right? So now we're gonna add camera two. Bear with me, this is great. Which is that, which is that. Copy. This is gonna be bloody horrible. So we paste that. So where is that? Oh, hang on, where's camera two gone? Here. Oh no, Skype. Oh. No, it's not doing it. Hang on. Bear with. We'll open the phones in a bit. Oh, it's gone. Oh, no, I want camera two. Video capture. I want that. Hello, Pat. I want that. That's what I want. So we want to copy that. And also, why is that so big? Copy. Then we'll also go transform. This is fun, right? This is what real streamers do. Like streamers do. Then we put that there. And we're going to put that. So that's. So we're going to have. Brendan will be here. Right? This is not going to work. Then, like, Catherine will be there. How's it going? Get the Hoover out. You get the Hoover out. I'm a bit hyper. I've been down all day and now I'm feeling a little bit hyper. That's what this is. I've been spent the day setting up the Xbox for my boys. Hang on a second, I need a lead, which is here. Hey, I'm Georgie. Nah. A little peek behind the Twitch curtain. So this is the thing. Now this might have an audio delay on it, but I'm not that bothered. But I bought this when I was trying to do. Oh, apparently there's a video of Denny walking around Talk Radio saying how they're turning it into a TV station. We might watch that in a bit. So I want you in here, and then we're going to plug camera three in here. This should work. This used to be BB cam. So then we're going to add video capture. We're going to open the phones in a minute. It is from the box of cables, but I've moved it recently into, I'm going to call this yoga cam. I've moved the box of cables into the garage. Yoga cam. You all right, George? Such a weirdo. You might see Big Boy. Big Boy might come for a little walk. He's been quite active recently. Is it that? No, it should be that. That's not working. Have I got to plug it in the back? I might have to plug this in the back. You alright, George? You helping, dude? It's on. It's not on. Doesn't stay on. Right, so this has to get plugged in the back. Excuse me! Now are you working? Here we go. Here we go. Yes, man. Here we go. Custom. And we want it that. Here we go. Transform fit to screen. Then that is going to be. This is going to be such a disaster. That. So here is going to be top left. Is gonna be yoga. Top right is gonna be Kath. Top left is gonna be me. And then bottom left is gonna be me. And then bottom right will be you chumps on Zoom. So that can be screen two. Oh, it can't be screen two. Hello, everybody. I'm running some ads. I've got some ads. Don't you worry about that. I've got to catch up on the ads. I cannot tell you about my guitars. No, they're classified. USB webcams, whatever the good ones are. I can't remember what they are. 526 people watching me set up cameras. Click follow, click sub, all of that stuff works. Right, how am I going to do this? It's doable. There's nothing behind there. Right, so... So that is that. So open Zoom. Where's Zoom? I don't want you to see anything. So let's go to the main shop. Let's open Zoom. I'm going to take some calls in a minute, guys. Oh, I'm going to hurt myself. You know it, Rog. Roger. Zoom. I saw Ollie was streaming today. I didn't watch because I was in bed feeling miserable and I was trying to sleep, but I saw that he popped up that he was streaming. How can I make that bigger? We could be here. Here we go. I'm going to give you guys a link. See if anyone email, copy invite link. Anyone want to join in this? See if this works. Ollie's here. Hello, Ollie. I saw you were streaming earlier. I didn't watch it. I was in bed. This is not going to work. This cannot work. This is too much going on. Okay. So I've invited you to a thing. So what I then have to do is I would then have to add screen one. The bloody cats. Paste, so screen one. But then what we want to do is we really... Right. So I need to make that bigger. What are you doing, Pat? George?
Yo,
Gafford! I'm going to put you through my headphones, boy! It is illegal, and it is a sin. Even more important, it's a sin. I'm just... Confess! You won't mention it. Right, so what I need to do... Bugger, if I do that, it goes there. So I need to make this as... I need a third screen, which I don't have. Well, I don't want. So I just need to bring that down there. Now, what happened to... Oh, Emma went. All right. So close that. But then what I can do here, this is so complicated, but I love it, is that needs to be up front, but it won't be. So what I need to do is I need to go alt there, and then I need to go, this isn't going to work. Gafford, I'm trying to do the impossible. Me and Kat will have to be on the same camera. Me and... Yeah, but yeah, I'll do the foreground. That'll be safer. Hello, I live in Hove. What is that on the wall? Mouse traps. No, look. There's someone to sleep. Hello, I live in Hove. What's that on the wall? Mouse traps. Hello? Hello, what's that on the wall, man? Yeah. What? Suddenly the show takes on a whole new meaning. They're what? What is it? Flippin' heck, me likey. Me like it. Can I just say, by the way, we've got more viewers watching this than when Kath joins us. So I'm just saying. Right. Kath should be here, but is she? No. Oi! Megan's brought along a doggy friend to try and scare my cats, but they won't. Hello, Megan. How you doing? You all right? Who's this with you? Hello, Lila. Hey, Lila. Look at that. What a stunner. Hello, Lila. 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 Hello, Lila. Yeah, whatever, human. Whatever. You're all very kind. I'm going to delete that. How's your day going, Megan? There you go. Can't argue with that. I'm just trying to set this up so that we can have three things at once. That's what we want. It still involves having, that's a bit better, that kind of work, that works. And then you got that. No, I'm thinking of getting a Christmas tree this weekend. What's your problem, man? Mate, I don't know if you know it, but this year's been really lousy. I'm not making it lousy. I will be bringing a little bit of magic and colour to the life of me and my children who've been miserable. Shut your face. I love my kids and they'll be with me, unfortunately, on Friday and Saturday. That's what's... Oh, no, people can't hear you. Oh, no. There we go. They can't try... Say something now, Gatford. Oh, why can't they hear you? That is the best... bit about you. Why can't they hear you? You should be coming out of there. I know why. If I do that, and if I do that, just say something now, Gattingtons. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. Over 600 people watching silent calls. Hey! Lila's wearing glasses! Yes, man! Yes, man! This is what it's about.
Does that mean none of them know that it's not mousetraps in the back of this guy's thing?
This is what it's about. Well, listen, we're getting a fantastic glimpse into all your lives. Gatford doesn't respect his bosses and works
to
whenever
fair,
he feels
actually,
like
I'm
it.
I'm doing overtime.
Lila is short-sighted and looks just, I mean, Miss Jones. And I Live in Hove is got these wonderful things on the wall. It must have taken you ages to get them that much in line.
Yes.
Because the great thing I've realised now as a 47-year-old man living on my own is if I hang pictures on the wall, they don't have to be in line. And I've only just realised that. I spent so much time trying to get the pictures in line and in frames, and they don't have to be. They can be all over the place and it doesn't matter.
No. I'm 49 and they have to be in line and I live on my own.
Megan, where do you and Lila stand on photos and pictures on the wall being in line?
Mine aren't in line. Yeah. Not at all. They're all over the place.
What do we reckon Gatford's stance is on this? I reckon Gatford's a little bit peculiar about this and he gets like a plumb line and what do they call it? The stick thing? The measure. What's the stick? Watermark.
No.
Tide line. What is it called?
Oh.
can't remember.
No, it's not. Plumb line is that. We mentioned the plumb line. I thought I was clever doing the plumb line.
With a little bit of bubble of air in there.
Little bit of bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Spirit level.
Spirit level.
Thank you, Megan. It's a spirit level.
I actually don't have any pictures on the downstairs, so they're only on the upstairs.
I don't know. I don't want to know if you've got pictures of your genitals hanging up, Gatford. No.
Because these aren't pictures. No.
Whoa.
These are metal dyes.
We know they're not pictures. We go on, Gatford. What are you going to say?
Is he the UK distributor for these? It could be. Is that what it is?
I should be. They cost me enough.
It could be. We're going to bring some more people into the room because I just want to see what it looks like. Thank you for being Mike.
I've got to go. My dinner's ready.
What?
I've got to go. My dinner's ready.
Are you doing the yoga tonight, Gatters?
Hell no. I've got a note from my mother.
Hello, Emma B.
Hello.
Emma's got like a mushroom growing out of the wall behind her. What is that? It's
meant to put your curtains around it, but we don't. And I've just never unscrewed it. So with the straight pictures, I can't even be asked to take this off the wall.
I like that. I've got a curtain that covers the front door. And it's got like a thing you're supposed to tie it off. But what's the point? You've only got to untie it off again.
Right.
Right. So then what I need to, I just need to check something. How are you doing, Emma?
I am all right, all right. I've got an interview in the morning. I'm supposed to be prepping, and instead I'm doing this.
What's the interview for?
It's a promotion at work, so it's just weird because it's internal. Like, you're being interviewed by someone that you still have to see afterwards if you don't get it.
Right.
That's strange, right?
Oh, yeah, that's weird. That's weird. Do you want it?
Yeah, I really want it, but I don't think I'm going to get it. Like, I've done an internal fantasy football league where I've tried to rank all my colleagues, and I don't think I'm the top player, but I'm going to give it a go.
Is there anybody going for it who is either LGBTQIA+ or in a wheelchair?
No.
You're in with a chance.
I'm in with a chance.
You're in with a chance. It might just... What a terrible thing to say. And that, Emma, was terrible of me to say it, but I was playing the interviewee.
Oh, no.
Interviewer,
as I laughed.
You failed. You just failed. Oh, I wish you the best of luck. I wish you the best of luck. It's, yeah, it's weird times, isn't it? It's weird times. I'm just looking on my stream. This kind of looks all right. It looks a mess and would be a nightmare to watch on the telephone and... I'm going to say this quietly. If anyone gets their old ding-dang-doolies out, we're in big trouble because I'm going to be some way away from the computer. That could cause problems. Hey, Ryan. Oh, Ryan. Can't hear you, mate. Can't hear you, big Ryan. Big R. The big R. Ryan. Unbelievable. Ryan's let the side down. Emma's even muted herself to allow Ryan this opportunity. Gafford's gone. Feels better, doesn't it, without him here? Feels better.
Freeing,
very freeing. Mm. Let's see who can get their microphone. This is from Friends.
It is. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, which is more than we can with Ryan. I've only ever seen one episode of Friends, and I've seen it twice.
What?
Yeah. Okay. I missed it. I deliberately avoided it. Tell you why I didn't like it. It's the bit at the opening titles when David Schwimmer's in the fountain and he comes up and goes. And I just thought, nah, that's not for me.
Fair enough.
But I watched one episode and then I didn't watch it again for years. And then I was on honeymoon and I was in India and I had the shits in an Indian hotel. And so we just stayed in our room for the day. And Star TV was showing Friends. I thought, oh, I'll watch the second episode of Friends. This was years later. And I'm watching it and going, oh, this is all right. And then I thought, oh, he's about to get hit in the face with an ice puck and get a flattened nose, isn't he? And it was the same episode. Same episode.
The chances are like pretty slim.
Yeah,
it's, considering there's about 400 episodes of it or something.
That's nuts, isn't it? How are you, Vicky?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah. I've just sort of put the... fake background on, so you won't scrutinise my mess.
It's fake background. But I tell you what we can scrutinise. It sounds like you haven't got any carpet or many furnishings. It sounds very echoey.
So I'm staying with my parents at the moment during lockdown, and they've got this like office room outside, which used to be a garage. So it's like a proper empty room with nothing in it, no character apart from it's now become like their dumping ground for all their mess.
I tell you what, right, Vicky, can you turn the background off for 2 seconds, literally 2 seconds.
No.
One, two, and then bring it back. And we'll never talk about it.
This is why, like, every time I'm on a work call, I have to...
You don't do it from Central Perk when you're doing
your
work.
I know, I know. We use Teams at work, which is a bit better. But hang on.
Go on. Just 2 seconds. And no one say anything. No one in the chat say anything about it, all right?
It's got, like, all of the patio furniture and stuff that they've brought in. Like,
one,
like the state of it.
Two, go back to Central Perk. No one mention it at all. She can't get it back. She's stuck.
I'm too slow. What about this one instead?
Mr. Blobby. Did anyone Blobby. Find Mr. Blobby funny?
No, it was terrifying.
It was horrible, man. It was really unpleasant experience having Mr. Blobby. Ryan's, can we hear you, Ryan? Hello? Brucey's. I always thought it was Brucey. Or Brucey bonus, I suppose. Ryan, can we hear you? Can you hear us? Ryan. You might get some big boy action. Big boy just made a noise. He's there. So you might get some big boy action. Here we go. Here comes Megan and Lila. Lila does not want to be part of this Zoom, but is being forced to. Hey, listen, everybody. Thank you. I'm going to end this now because I've tested it. I think it will just about work for this awful idea Catherine has had of having... is anyone here going to be joining us for yoga?
No.
I'll give it a go.
If I'm not on camera, then yeah. I'll
you don't have to be on camera.
Yeah, good shout. Yeah.
Okay. I would prefer it if you were on camera, but you don't have to be on camera. No one's going to get picked on for not being on camera. I promise. Is Lila going to do it, Megan?
No.
Oh.
If I try and do it, she just attacks my face.
That clip could send us viral. That's all I'm going to say. It could be very useful. Thank you, everyone. Nice to see you all. We'll see you, some of you, later on. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. What nice people. We have the best audience. We got the best audience. 693 people watching. I've got to play some ads. I've got to play catch up with the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So here's what happened. We're doing this is the show, but it's not the show because Catherine isn't here, but we need to make up our hours. So you're going to see us eat Domino's in a bit when she arrives. We need to make up some hours. And also it's nice to talk to you guys. We're starting early. It's a 6-hour show tonight. Catherine will join us whenever she joins us. And then at 9:30, we've got Brendan coming to do some yoga for us, like a 20-minute yoga session. And me and Kath are going to do it. Catherine are going to do it. I will be posting a Zoom link into the chat and you will be very welcome. We want as many people as possible to join us doing the yoga on the Zoom. And we'll have Brendan in one, Brendan in that corner, me and Catherine in that corner, and then this side of the screen will be the Zoom. You're very welcome. If you don't want to, if you don't want to show yourself, you don't have to, but we would like it if you did. Pete's going to be doing it, of course, of course, of course. So that's happening at 9:30. Then at 10, we've got a guest coming on. And then we've got your phone calls and all of that stuff. But we can take your phone calls. I can take your phone calls now. It's a bit naughty, me starting this show without Catherine. But I felt really down all day, like all flipping day. And then you know, really struggled. Okie dokie. Okie dokie. So I'm talking to FUBAR about doing a show with FUBAR, and they want to talk to me about getting sponsors in and stuff, and I don't like talking about that kind of stuff. But I have to. So I've been feeling down, really down, a lot of time in bed, and then I've made myself do stuff. I made myself go out for a brief walk. I made myself do a couple of meetings. I made myself watch 1.5 bits of that Korean documentary that a load of you recommended, and it's flipping brilliant. It is flipping brilliant. And so I'm making myself do these extra hours and stuff like that. The FUBAR show, what was that that pinged? The FUBAR show is going to, it's going to be like an hour a week. Where's my phone? There it is. And Kath is on her way. Catherine is on her way. And we're just going to record a pilot. It's if they can get sponsorship for it. Hey, Catherine is listening to the stream, everybody. So we'll see. Hey, Izzy, nice to see you. Not seeing you for a while. That's lovely to have you here. I haven't watched The Crown, though. Doesn't interest me in the slightest. I have started watching that North Korean documentary. It is flipping brilliant. Flipping brilliant. Loving it. So thank you for everyone that recommended that. The Mole, I believe it's called. It's on BBC iPlayer. And it's really good. It's really good. And in fact, I was going to watch all of part two, and I thought, oh, I want to come and hang out with you guys for a bit. But the point I'm trying to say is I'm now gone the other way. So I was very, very low, and now I'm really hyper, and I'm quite a bit up. So, sexy, sexy Thatcher, says Ollie. So I just need to just, let me just center myself a bit, because now I'm too hyper, and that's not going to be any good for anybody. So, let's just calm down. There we go, that's that done. Right, the phone lines are open if you want to give us a call. Alistair, I missed you. Oh, we got a voice message from Bagsy from 5:30. I wasn't streaming then, so let's have a little. What does Bagsy want to say?
Hey, Ian, just seen on Twitter that your 30 days breathing is over. Fantastic. Well done.
30 days.
Long road to go, but brilliant so far. Keep it up. Keep doing what you do. Catherine, I know you're supporting him. Keep doing what you do, because I'm not saying he would fail without you, but without you, the chances significantly increase. Made up. Fantastic.
Thank you, Bagsy. Bagsy. Yeah, so 30 days clean and sober a month, which is great. Let's call Alistair. Let's get Alistair. Let's get the man. Let's get the man. This is the show. This is it. We're in. I wanted to do a like a Daytime Friends, which is my new idea for a show. I wanted to do that today, but I just didn't feel like it. Do you know what I mean? By the way, in that Korean documentary, it's all about Mr. James, isn't it? Oh, Mr. James. Flipping heck. Isn't it, though? Hello, Alistair.
Oh, it's great to see you this early in the evening. It's a bit of a surprise.
It's a surprise for me. I was watching the telly and I thought, no, we've got hours to make up. I'm feeling better than I was. Get in there, boy. Go and do a stream. Do it.
Yeah. So first of all, well done on your 30 days. That's brilliant.
Thank you for your lovely tweet. It meant a lot. Thank you.
Excellent. So I've got a slightly sort of jokey thing to say.
Okay.
It's slightly more serious.
I like the way you flag it up. It's slightly jokey, just in case we didn't know that once you'd said it.
Well, I'm gonna sort of try a bit of half bragging with you, Ian.
Okay, I like it. Me like it, yes.
Okay, so tomorrow I take delivery of my brand new laptop.
Mate, fantastic.
So
that's great news. What are you gonna do with it? What are you gonna do with it?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, the Skyping,
yeah,
your good self, and
yep,
Catherine, and Zoom. I shall still probably sign into some Zoom meetings when I need them.
Yeah.
And I Zoom with friends as well. And then I subscribe to music streaming services. My current one is Amazon HD because it's got a better, slightly better music quality to it than Spotify, although
okay,
Spotify is pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't really do much other work, like sort of documents and that anymore. And I'm not interested in gaming. I've never been. I mean, I did do gaming, but I was just crap at it.
I tell you what I miss, and I looked for it about a year ago, and then I did some research and realised it closed about 10 years ago. There used to be a thing called Yahoo Games, right? And what it was is you could play like chess or dominoes or drafts with people from around the world. And I'd forgotten, I got really addicted to dominoes on Yahoo Games. And it doesn't exist anymore. I would love, and you could chat to people, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful. Mm. But you can't do it anymore. So that was fun kind of gaming.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose it might be some sort of, current chess game that you can download, which you can link with others.
Yep.
I know how to play chess. I'm still pretty crap at it. Patience. Not poker, mind.
No.
That's too triggering.
Is it? Is gambling a thing for you?
Oh, I used to be.
Really?
Yeah. My worst story was when I was in the middle of everything, in the middle of drinking and stuff and spending money. I sort of raised a very, at the time, low debt of about, I'll say low, 15 grand or whatever. And I decided, well, I'll try this online gambling stuff, online roulette. And I used the system, and I managed to get up. I'd won £12,000.
Flipping heck, man. Sweet Lord.
You can guess what happened after that, Ian.
You lost it all and drank it all.
Yeah. I said to myself, no, I didn't drink it all. It wasn't time. I decided, well, look, I'll just get another three, and then I'll pay off that 15.
Yeah.
But then I started to lose, and then
yes.
Oh well, I'll just get this back, and then you're sort of chasing all the time, and then you end up, oh shit, I've lost that. And
someone has said, hang on, in the chat. Pete, we're having dominoes, by the way, 2-for-1 Tuesday before we do the yoga. So Jovis has just posted in the chat, Board Gamma Rena is a good bet for board games, Board Gamma Rena. So I've just gone into it. Of course, it's Board Game Arena. So I'm looking on there, but you've got to select, it doesn't have dominoes. So you've got to select five games. So I've selected Go. I like a bit of Go, although I'm terrible at it. But I don't know any of these board games. Stay away from the game. You want something nice and relaxing, and because gambling wasn't. It's funny, isn't it? What is something for one addict? It isn't for another. Gambling was never a problem with me. I did it a bit. I went to a casino a few times, but I was always able to stop. And I never went when I was, you know, drugged up. That would have been ridiculous. But
right.
It's a lesson, isn't it? It's a lesson to us all.
So you never. I mean, it started with me when I was a kid, and my granddad used to take me in the 19th at his golf club.
Yeah.
And they had, like, one of these, you know, old-style fruit machines, which
Okay.
Because it was in a private club, it paid a bit more than usual, and he took me in there, and I just paid for a few ten pence. And that's where it started. But I mean, the thing is, you're absolutely right. I mean, gambling is so destructive, like any of these things. But you know, it just hurts the people around you as well.
So. Yeah.
But anyway, this laptop.
Yeah, go on.
Because I know that you'd said that you were getting a laptop.
I'm eyeing one up. I'm eyeing one up. I'm eyeing one up. Yeah.
So in the end, I decided to go for one that cost $650.
Beautiful.
And I thought, well, look, that's going to certainly be enough for me. Probably a bit too much, but I thought if I pay a bit more, it'll last a bit longer. And it's made of metal. It's not sort of cheap plastic. And it's Huawei. Is that the right name?
Huawei. That's the Chinese one, man.
Huawei.
That's the Chinese one. Yeah. They're going to be reading all of your emails. But who cares? I don't care. The Chinese can monitor me as much as they want.
Yeah. I mean, as long as they give me sweets.
What a strange thing to say. King Domino. There we go. We'll have that. So I've chosen my games. Go on.
Yeah.
Good. Anyway, are you going to be using it tomorrow for the talent show?
Well, this is what I thought I'd do. And then, you know, do a test and see if I come home even more clear and sound.
Beautiful.
Sound and vision.
Beautiful.
Now, the only other thing, if I can just quickly mention, I don't want to take up too much.
Mate, I got to fill 3 hours on my own, so, you know.
So I missed my counselling this morning, Ian.
Uh-oh.
And I think, in fact, I know that I kind of did it on purpose.
Okay, go on.
But made excuses for myself. I couldn't really get to sleep last night, and then I was lying awake in bed and for 2 hours, and then I got up and did the worst thing, of course, and had a coffee, and then kind of eventually got to sleep, but then overslept. And I thought, oh, dear shit. And then I thought, well, you know, you're kidding yourself, honestly. You kind of did that on purpose. So I think that, I don't know, I mean, it seems a shame because I've waited so long on a waiting list. But then, if I'm not ready, I'm not ready. Am I being too much of a coward, do you think?
I don't think you're being a coward. So why do you think you didn't go?
Well, after the first one, the rest of that week, I kind of became quite, I think I mentioned it, one of the calls I made to you and Kath, that I became a bit kind of irritable and easily, you know, got, you know, irritated with things, you know, stupid things very easily. And then I started to sleep not quite as great. And then I started to sort of think about, you know, some of the old stuff that sort of got to me when I was a kid. And then I started to actively think, well, look, maybe this is the counselling, just, you know, just raising some of these ghosts a little bit more clearly in my mind. And that's kind of continued, really. And I suppose the thing to do, or the logical part of my brain said, well, you just need to work through it. And, you know, it will actually eventually be a positive thing. So I don't know. I might give them a ring and put off the next one as well. And then they just take away the session.
Yeah.
And then I'll have 9 sessions credit, if you like, to have. And then I'll buckle down. And it gives me an extra week just to try to work through things myself.
It's,
and maybe think about it.
I don't think you're cowardly. I think you're doing what you feel you need to do to protect yourself. And if that's what you need to do, that's great. My one bracket around that would be you did start I would suggest you have another session at some point just to kind of put a full stop on that sentence, because you've kind of opened things, and you might just need to speak with someone just to close things again, because it can be dangerous to walk away from it. It's only one session, so it may be all right, but it can be a little bit dangerous to walk away from it without having a professional help you put a little full stop at the end of that sentence.
Yeah, I think that's right. And like I say, I'm kind of doing my AA stuff, which is, I did struggle going to last night's meeting, but thankfully the fact that I'm chairing it kind of
makes you go.
Gave me a kick up the arm to go, really. I didn't want to kind of leave. I mean, anyone can chair. It's not really leaving people in the lurch, but you just feel that little extra responsibility.
It's a responsibility that you've got, and that's partly why we have positions at meetings like making tea and literature and greeter. I hate it. I could never be a greeter. I was always terrified, which means I probably should have done it. But it's, I was a tea person for a long, long time. You know, I was on the telly and then I was going to meetings and making tea for people. And it teaches you responsibility, commitment, that's what we call it. It teaches you responsibility. It encourages you to go, and it teaches you humility.
Mm.
You know, they're important things. Well done for going when you didn't want to go.
Yeah. So I know that I'm not 100% operating 100% at the moment, but like I say, just give myself a little extra week as well, just to sort of think and work through things, and then make that clear to them. I'll ring them and let them know, and then I'll go for the, hopefully take it up again and see where we go from there.
Nice one, man. You're a good man, Alistair. I was going to say something patronising, so I won't. No, I will say it because I don't want to leave hanging. Don't beat yourself up. But people say that to me. But it's really good advice, because I do beat myself up. But hearing that doesn't stop me beating myself up. What I'm trying to say is you're a good man.
Yeah, we all kind of beat ourselves up from time to time.
Of course we do. Of course we do.
But look, anyway, I hope this extra extended show that you don't flag.
I won't. How can I can't flag? It's impossible for me to flag. I'm going to cut you off now. Up your bum. Go on. 0203 286 6370. So I found this website, the Board Game Arena. Well, I found it. One of you mentioned it. Anthony C. Baker, thank you for the sub. We're going to order Domino's in a bit, by the way, guys. So there's this, but it doesn't. What is King Domino's? Is this like Domino's? Not available, empty table, continue. All right, so I'm going to create. I don't know what this is, though. Oh, you've got to pay? Nah, mate. Bye, goodbye. Goodbye, mate. Nah, I'm not paying. Thank you, chill out 987. Yes, man. How come we got so many viewers? Who is this? Mezzy Mangu says, didn't know Grandpa's stream too. I typed in the chat, kiss my balls. And he replied, thank you. Cheap ass. Says the person who's not subbed to the channel. Mezzy Mangu is the person who has not subbed to the channel. £2, David Turner's out of order. David, can you... I've decided I don't think I need the new Xbox. I've set up the small new Xbox for my kids today, and I've transferred all their games over and installed and all of that. And I was thinking, I want to get the big Xbox for me. And then I was thinking, I don't really play the big Xbox. I don't really play it. So I'm not going to buy the big Xbox, but I would like the big PS5 with the discs. So where can I get one? Don't say... It comes out on Thursday. I used to be able to get all of this stuff for free. Now I can't. You probably don't need it. I don't think I need it. I don't really use it. The S is nice, but the S isn't for me. The S is for the boys. That the S is gonna go. The S is going to Windsor on Christmas Day. Can we raid Maticus216 on Twitch? Well, not now, we can't, no. No, not now, we can't. Well, I had someone try and sell me a PS5 for £650. No, I don't want to pay over this. If I don't get one before... I don't have a contact at Sony. I do, David, and now they're ignoring my emails. No, I don't want to pay over the odds for it. If I don't get one this week, I'll wait till after Christmas. But, you know, it'll be... Here's a message from Nigel from Maidstone. Let's see what we got here.
Oh, hi, Ian. Nigel, any chance you get me on the show at the end of the show? If you haven't finished yet. I went to Mum's grave today for the first time in over a year and a half. And they've got the headstone now with my mum's name on it, Audrey Margaret Reader. So I was very pleased that they put the headstone down already. And so I've been there. I cycled 30 miles altogether to get there. And the vicar cycled with me. And hello, Catherine. Hello to all my fans. Hello to all my fans out there on Facebook and Twitter. Nigel Reader 3 and Nigel Reader Facebook. Okay, I'll speak to you soon, Ian. Bye.
It's a crappy world, isn't it? It's a crappy world. It's a really crappy world, isn't it? Right. I'm going to put a Christmas tree up this weekend, if I can. Okay, I'm not going to raid him now because I'm doing a show. If I raid, I can't raid during a show. Jeez. So the phones are open. We find ourselves in a strange position. I'm not going to do any of the live reads and stuff. We'll do that during the show. I'm not going to carry on watching Make Slough Happy because Catherine isn't here and I want to watch that with her. I just want a real tree, I think, this year. Real tree. Let's do it this weekend. Let's get some colour. Let's get a bit of magic. Let's get some sparkle. Let's create something. Because it's so bloody miserable. Let's get a tree up early. It's going to be right there, right behind me. But it's right by the fireplace, isn't it? It'll be in that corner there. It's going to be in that corner there. I have played ads, Morph. I've played quite a lot of ads. Thanking you very much. That's not a quiff. Can't see it. It's not a quiff. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give me a call, you would be very, very, very welcome. Here's the thing. What are you? What are you? We're talking about this yesterday. I don't know what I am. I have spent so long... I've spent, you know, most of my adult life defining myself by my job. And I don't know what I am. I don't know what I am because I don't really have a job. This is a job, you know, but I don't class it. We talked about this last night. Don't Clark. Nice to have you. See you, Dan. I'm not seeing you for ages. Let's do the business. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. It's in the eyes. Thank you, Chill Out. Thank you, Anthony. And thank you, Daniel Rossetti. All of these subs, as always, this show, all these subs get split between me and Catherine. Even if she's not here, gets split between me and the big K, as I'm calling her now. And this is our job. So subs and bits are great. If you just scroll down on your computer, there's a little soundboard and you can flip through that. It's like a jukebox. You can play some audio clips. Or if... Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Hoovium, for the bitties. If you want to just donate straight, paypal.me/IanLee. All the money, even now, get split 50-50. 50-50 between me and Catherine. If you want, you can also support me on Patreon. That doesn't get split with Catherine. That got some good, 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 tiers on there. The $20 tier, you get like loads of podcasts. You get to have lunch or dinner with me on Zoom. You get a personalized video message every month. There's cheaper things. But if it's a choice between Patreon and this, go for this. If it's a choice between Patreon and this, go for this. Thank you to all my patrons. Thank you to everybody who supports me. This is the only way I can say thank you to everyone. That was not a good song. You'd never guess what I am if it's defined by my job. A bell end. So what are you? Because I don't know what... I don't have a job. For the first time in... Sixteen years. First time in 16 years, I don't really have a job. Which is actually unusual for someone, you know, freelance, self-employed, that kind of dude, right? But you're a strawberry scoffer in the jungle. That was years ago, man. That's not my job. Paid very well, and they were delicious strawberries. So I don't kind of know what I am, and I think that's... I think I'm at a pivotal moment. Does it annoy you when people call you Ian Lee comedian? It used to. I correct people. I change it to broadcaster, but I don't know. What was I going to say? Jobs. Oh, I've lost my train of thought. There's Catherine. Link for Catherine's art in the chat if you want to go and support her. What was I going to say? Don't have a job. 13 years. Unusual for freelancers. Lost it. Lost. And that is what my life is like all of the flipping time. All of the flipping time. My life is like that. Forgetting stuff. Forgetting what I was going to say. That's what it's like. Oh, pivotal moment. Thank you, little missus. So I think this is a pivotal moment in my life. I think there is a lot of changes happening. I think who was the phrase? Is it Shakespeare? Getting on, letting go of childish things. Maybe it isn't Shakespeare. I don't know. But I feel like I'm changing. I tell you why. Real sense of failure at the moment. Or I'm accessing the feelings of failure. Let's take this call. Hello.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. What you got?
Yeah, it was just really about what you're talking about here, about sort of like what title you are and
yes.
things like that.
Yes.
I can't remember how they described you on I'm a Celebrity. Do you remember what they... Because at the moment, they're describing people like Shane Richie as star of stage and screen and those little things that come up. And
I don't know, because I never watched... I haven't watched it, my one yet, so I don't know. I mean, I think I asked them, I think I said broadcaster, so maybe yeah. they did that, I would imagine.
I was just quite curious to know, like, when it's all said and done, and obviously you walk away potentially from this career, would you like to be remembered more for what you've done on the radio or more for what you've done on the television?
Oh, I don't really want remembered for anything. I don't really care once it's done. But I guess the radio is more important to me. The radio has felt like it's more me than the TV. But you know, when I'm dead, if I get like a tiny obituary, if I get two lines somewhere in there, it will say the words strawberry thief. But that's okay. That's why I did it. I didn't do it so it would be in an obituary. I did it because I knew it would be a good bit of telly. I didn't know it would quite be... so long lasting, but 3 years later, people still talking about the strawberries. Brilliant. Then that's great. So that's what I'll be remembered for. Everything gets distilled down in showbiz life, in everyone's life. Everything gets distilled down to the briefest possible thing. And the briefest possible description of me is strawberry thief.
So when you look at people that have obviously passed away like this week, How do you think in like a sentence people will remember people like Des O'Connor and people like that?
Des O'Connor, family entertainer. Despite the fact he played with Buddy Holly. Well, he was friends with Buddy Holly. So he'll be chat show host.
And obviously the Morecambe and Wise sketches that he did and
But you have to filter it down. Chat show host.
Yes.
Who else died? Eric Hall, Monster. Paul McCartney will always be ex-Beatle. Paul McCartney dies tomorrow, ex-Beatle dies.
Sure.
He hasn't been in the Beatles for 50 years.
Mm. So you think that you'll be left with the Strawberry Thief? That will always be attached to you.
I'm all right with that. I loved it when I came out, then it annoyed me, and then I realised what it was. It was a lovely, silly, great bit of telly. So I will... I will stick with that. Go on.
Do you feel that I'm a Celebrity is constantly attached to your name since you've done it? Is it Ian Lee, I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here, Ian Lee? Or is that...
I can't answer that. You could answer that better than me. I don't know.
Obviously, I've been listening to you since the Absolute days, so yeah. I don't associate you with I'm a Celebrity... Ian Lee, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, and Chris in the chat says not everyone knows you from that or cares about it. Oh, no, exactly. I have a very small cult following from the radio or the 11 o'clock show or the radio primarily, but 15 million people saw me on The Jungle. So that's what 15 million people, if they remember me at all now, which a lot of people don't, and that's great, that's what they would know me from. They wouldn't know I did a radio show or the 11 o'clock show or any of that stuff.
Sure.
But, you know, I don't care about being remembered when I'm dead. I don't care. Be dead.
Fair enough.
Be dead. Nice one, Aaron. Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.